right, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Sarah Fraser Show podcast. We are live on TikTok. I hardly have any voice. Oh my God. My voice is like going. I've had a cold for 2 weeks. I don't know what has happened. And I'm getting ready to lose my voice. But in the meantime, it's a brand new episode of TLC Talk. Let's TLC talk, shall we? We always have so much to talk about in the TLC universe. And per usual, I have scoop for you, okay? So much scoop. So last week, well, two things. Last week on the podcast, I had Kim from Kimberly and Usman, who I love. She was on the show. If you missed the interview, go back and listen. Are you a 90 Day Fiancé fan? I can't believe some of y'all with the hate. Oh my God, on her page saying Jamal, her son, who's so handsome, isn't really her child. He has to be adopted because Kim's so ugly. What? Who are you? Who is going on someone's page saying that about their child? Like, are you all bananas? Oh, I believe in bad karma. I would not be doing that. Anyway, she was on my show, and I thought she did such a great job. She cleared up so many rumors. First of all, you know, Usman is Soulja Boy, a.k.a. Soulja Boy, is making bank from this show. You know, because they started out like 2 years ago. Now. Well, of course, he was on before with, excuse me, oh my God. I always eat my lunch and then record a podcast. And it's like, I burp halfway. I like, just burp through the entire show. And I sound like a man. But you know, Usman was on the original, well, not original, but 90 Day with Lisa Baby Girl, right? The dude has been making so much money off cameo appearances, like insane. He gets so much cash. And, you know, Kim reveals on my podcast the businesses he owns in Nigeria. I mean, it was so good. And she basically says Usman's given her money. And people are like, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. The clip like kind of went viral here on TikTok. I'm like, guys, I believe it. Why? I know people don't believe they're really in a relationship, but they completely are. Face it, they're like in love. Now, is he going to have other wives? I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking about getting into this plural marriage thing. It just sounds like it's fucking fantastic. I mean, I think I want like multiple spouses, more people to like more income, more people to take care of the kids. Like he's going to have Kim, his biggest like American fan here that he's obviously in love with. And then he gets to have multiple wives in Nigeria and kids. Like Usman's living the life. I want this. Like, I really want to do this. Anyway, I got to get in on this plural lifestyle. So if you haven't listened to my interview with Kim from 90 Day Fiancé, go and listen. It's up at the Sarah Fraser Show podcast. Last time I checked, it was like trending top TV and film podcast episodes. People really enjoyed it. Whether you love or hate Kim, I think she's super revealing in it. Oh, people wanted to know her refrigerator, like why there's a refrigerator when she's doing pillow talk with Jamal. She talks about all that. So I think you'll really love it. all right, let's talk sister wives. Then we'll get into how I know for sure that Tammy Slayton from 1,000-Pound Sisters is engaged. But let's talk sister wives. Okay. For all of you listening and on TikTok, what is it about sister wives? Now, I will say, Season 17, we're currently in season 17. It was like episode 5 that we just had. Oh, whoops. Oh my God, I'm short-circuiting here. It was so good. It was some of the best reality television. Cody, when Cody gets up and he's like, a knife in the kidney. You know, I loved you, Christine. I tried. You never even tried to like Robin. You never even tried to like anyone. Meanwhile, you know, fast forward like, or like rewind to the previous episode, he basically tells Mary, like he's telling Mary all the time, like if Mary wants to leave, like Mary, it's fine. Like if Mary, if you could get the fuck out of here, it would be like not soon enough. Like he says this. I kind of get why people watch, but it's just, it's not a very fun show. Was it ever a fun show? They're in their 17th season. So obviously people like love it, but it just, I'm just like, ah, and I finally got why people are into polygamy. Like, so he was basically saying in that very, I mean, the scene was so good. It was so good. When he loses it on Christine and he goes to his truck and Robin's crying and Christine's like, I'm not that close to you guys. And I don't need to be for a hot second, you know? And Robin's like losing it or whatever. I like Robin. Now, again, I'm coming in on season 17. On Twitter, she gets destroyed. Cody, to me, is a narcissistic hot mess, right? It's all about Cody. I agree. But I kind of like Robin. Like, to me, I feel like you can't fault Robin that Cody's obviously, like, just cares about her but wants these other wives, you know? I don't know. Anyhow, I thought it was very honest of Robin, too. Like, Robin's like, look, I'm torn. I signed up for polygamy, but at the same time, I'd love for Christine to leave because Cody could focus on my kids more. Like, clearly, they're, you know, they're in love, right? But it was interesting. Now I understand polygamy. So Cody says, obviously marriage is hard, right? Any of you guys that are watching, that are listening, if you're married, you know, it takes work. I don't care. Like probably for 2% of the population, it's not work. But for the rest of us, like you have to work at it. And so Cody says, okay, marriage is a higher calling. But polygamy, like, you know, polyamory is an even higher calling because it's even harder. And I'm like, oh, that's why. So very religious Christian people who are into polygamy, it's almost a challenge, like you're almost being called from God to have multiple wives because one is so hard. If you can have multiple, how, like, what a great Christian you are. I like that clicked. I was like, oh, that's why. So it's like a higher calling. Okay. Anyway, so now I'm like, I understand. I understand why they want multiple spouses. And, you know, again, like I have no idea. Of course, you know, fast forward in real time, we know Janelle's gone too. Like Janelle is gone. By the way, she's reportedly lost 100 pounds. I've been stalking her Instagram where comments are turned off. Why are Janelle's comments turned off on Instagram? Do people troll Janelle a lot? I wasn't going to troll her, but I will say this. This is a pet peeve of mine. I've obviously been on every diet. I've talked about it like on all my shows, right? I've gained and lost 150 pounds. I spent $25,000 on diets, diet books, going to like, you know, fat programs, fat camps. I mean, I started Weight Watchers when I was 12 years old. Okay. So Weight Watchers subscriptions, Slim Fast, Kashigolin, thousands of dollars. Robin, this is my only problem with Janelle. Supposedly she's lost 100 pounds and she's promoting a weight loss drink. I get your coins any way you can get your coins. I love it. I always hate that because diets don't work. They fail. Like this is like science. You can go look it up. 95% of people that go on a diet within 5 years, all the weight they lost, they gained it all back and more. So it just, like, I'm like, oh, Janelle, it's such a bummer. I know you're being paid a ton of money to endorse this, like, you know, it's like all these diarrhea teas that were really hot that the Kardashians were doing. It's not that now. It's some other thing that she has, like, a powder drink that she, like, drinks or whatever. But I don't know. It's just a pet peeve of mine. I always hate when people promote diet things because they don't work. They work in the short term only. Anyhow, but congrats to Janelle. She's reportedly lost 100 pounds. You know, she's not with Cody anymore anyway. Fans are asking for a spinoff. They want Janelle and Christine to get a spinoff following their kids, following life post Cody. What do you guys think? Would you watch a spinoff of Christine and Janelle? I would. I mean, I guess I it's like, it's always amazing to me. Like not much happens on any of these shows, but yet I watch, like I continue, like really when you break it down, the entire last episode of Sister Wives, they were just in a backyard patio. Like that was it. No, it was very riveting TV. I will say it was very riveting. Like when they're going through a separation, I was in. Okay. But fans are calling for on Reddit, on Twitter, they want Janelle, they want Christine to have a spinoff. I'm all about it. I think it'd be interesting. I mean, my own, are they going to get a spinoff? What do I think in my putting my TV hat on here? Yeah, I think they could, but I don't know. I mean, Sister Wives is so huge for TLC. It's the biggest show they have. You know, Sister Wives ranks higher than any of the Housewives franchises, which always blows my mind. Y'all love watching polygamy. Speeds 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. I'm kind of over Sister Wives too. I mean, I'm watching because I wanted to see what all the hype is, but I don't really care. I mean, I just, you know, because again, like nothing really happens. Like the most exciting thing is Christine leaving. And of course, you know, we have coming up, Christine's going to have a going away party. She's like saying goodbye and then she's done, you know, but I don't think Christine and Janelle are getting a spinoff anytime soon. I think they're on it for a while. I think they're going to play out next season because maybe we'll see this season that Janelle is leaving. But, you know, I think you're going to see the whole breakdown of the family. Then next season, maybe you're going to see Cody have a little bit of redemption or try for a minute. And then you might get a spinoff. Yes, Sister Wives. So people are asking me questions on TikTok just for everybody listening to the podcast. So you're not like, what the fuck are you talking? Who are you talking to? So someone's saying, does Sister Wives get more views than 90 Day? Yes. Sister Wives is the highest rated program that TLC has. Over 2 million viewers an episode. That's bananas. You don't think that's a lot because like we're used to back in the day, like when the Friends finale got like something like 36 million people. But you have so many choices now on television. When a show gets 2 million views, that's a hit. That's a hit. Huge hit. Okay, so that's sort of the Sister Wives tea that's going on. Obviously, we know Christine in real life has gone to Utah. She's doing great there. Okay, we talked about my interview with Kim from 90 Day Fiancé. I'm going to read some quick commercials. Then we have a 90 Day star coming out defending his sexuality. He says he's not gay. Olivia Plath tea. Oh, I'll tell you how I know that Tammy Slayton is 100% engaged. I dropped this knowledge on you last week. We'll talk about that. Okay, let's thank a sponsor, Horizon Fibroids. If you suffer with fibroids, 80% of women will have a fibroid by the age of 50. Isn't that crazy? Fibroids are painful. They can cause painful periods, long periods, heavy periods, and of course, they can mess with your fertility. If you are in the DC region, Dr. Will Neem is a top fibroid doctor at horizonfibroids.com. You can go to the website, horizonfibroids.com. Dr. Will is taking on new patients. He takes almost all insurance. And lots of times, even though we love our OBGYNs, they don't tell you that you, sometimes they recommend a hysterectomy. And that's crazy. If you still want to have a child, maybe even into your 40s, get a second opinion. Go to horizonfibroids.com. Dr. Will specializes in uterine fibroid embolization, which is a procedure that is safe and has been around for 20 plus years. They end up cutting off your fibroids at the blood source without getting a hysterectomy. Go to horizonfibroids.com. Okay. How do I know Tammy Slayton is 100% engaged? My sources. I cannot reveal who this person is, but somebody on, I will say this, somebody on 1,000 Pound Sisters has confirmed that Tammy Slayton is engaged. Do you guys remember the guy that she met in the Ohio Rehab Center? By the way, she is out of rehab, spoiler alerts. And I'll tell you, we're getting a season 4, 100% confirmed. TLC released that this week. So somebody on the show confirmed to me that Tammy is engaged to the guy she met at the Ohio Rehab Center. I do not know. Obviously, he's not working there because as far as I know, Tammy's now living back in Kentucky. He's living with her. And season 4, you know, she's lost close to 200 pounds. We're going to see. I cannot wait. So, you know, Tammy's not really on TikTok anymore because I'm sure they want to relate. They want the reveal. But I'm happy. I hope Tammy is doing great. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, F-R-A-S-E-R-2-0, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. TLC, so it is confirmed that she's engaged. You've probably seen the picture. If you go back on my TikTok, you can find the photo of the guy she's engaged to. Thousand Pound Sisters premieres Tuesday, January 17th at 9 p.m. This was the release from TLC. After surviving a near-death experience, Tammy struggles to cope with her new reality. Then she makes a life-altering decision, one that no one saw coming. With baby number two on the way, Amy feels her family is complete, but soon realizes being an overweight mom may prove to be too much. Chris is desperate to get rid of his excess skin and qualify for skin removal surgery, while Amanda offloads some dead weight of her own. There you go, Thousand Pound Sisters. We're going to be seeing it January 17th. While I'm on it, TLC says that they're bringing back 8 fan favorite shows. I Am Jazz is coming back. I Am Jazz has been on for like how many years? I've never watched I Am Jazz. Do I need to get into it? I feel like I watched one episode of I Am Jazz like back in the day. January 24th, I Am Jazz is coming back. Darcy and Stacey is back. People have all kinds of thoughts about this. Premieres January 23rd. You know, people are all up in arms because Nick Carter, who sadly just passed away, his ex-fiance was hooking up with Georgie. And that's why Georgie and Darcy ended. Wait, is it Darcy or is it Stacey? I always get them confused. Anyway, that's why Georgie and Darcy ended their engagement, because Georgie was hooking up with Nick Cannon's ex. Did I say Nick Cannon? I meant Aaron Carter. What the fuck? Aaron Carter's who I meant. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you. I don't have a voice today. I don't feel 100%. Okay. Extreme Sisters coming back Monday, January 23rd. My 600-pound life. Oh, my God. Dr. Now. Yes, February 1st. Dr. Now is back with a new season of My 600-Pound Life. Say Yes to the Dress. Say Yes to the Dress has been on for how many years? 15 years? Insane. February 4th, Return to Amish, March 14th. Love it. And 1,000-Pound Best Friends. Did you guys watch? I liked that. I had Vanessa on my show. Amazing. She was really funny. Vanessa, Megan, Tina, and Ashley return for season 2. 1,000-Pound Best Friends, which is Wednesday, January 4th. I Am Shauna Rae had a new episode this week. Did anyone watch I Am Shauna Rae? She got piercings. I don't really have much to say. Let me just blow my nose, okay? I Am Shauna Rae. Next show. Okay, Olivia Plath. I teased that I had some Olivia Plath dirt. Oh my gosh. You guys, every week you slide in my DMs and you go, Olivia and Ethan are broken up. They're not broken up. Now, have I said this in the past? And I'm not sure that they were really fans of this. And I love them. I'm rooting for them. I want Olivia and Ethan to make it all the way. But I mean, let's be honest. It's very hard to stay married to someone when you married them when you're like 19 or 20. You change so much. She posted a picture of her gorgeous. Olivia's stunning. Anyway, I've always said that. She's the Princess Di of 2022. She's like the modern era Princess Diana. She's gorgeous. Just that porcelain skin. She just has that angelic look. She's just, honestly, I actually think Olivia Plath, to be quite frank, is the most beautiful woman on television right now, on reality TV. I said it. You can at me. I really do. I think she is. So she posts a picture, a series of photos of herself going out with the old, in with the new, in a dress. And people are all over my DMs. Like, she's done with Ethan. Guys, she's not done with Ethan. Like, a week ago, she wished them a five-year smoochiversary. And now with Kim and Barry separating. And I mean, do we even have an update on Kim and her DUI? Kim Plath. We're waiting for that DUI court date. I think they're going strong. I think they're in it to win it. They're going strong. The out with the old, in with the new. I mean, and people, oh my God, people just troll the fuck out of poor Olivia Plath. I feel so bad for her. It's just like, girl, you need to wear a sweater. That's all you can come up with. Girl, you need to wear a sweater. Oh my God. But no, guys, they're still 100% together. They're 100% together. I don't know. I had predictions years ago. I said, that show, those kids are going to get on television. They're going to realize that there's more than just cell phones out there, that the cell phones that they have actually show porn, and they're going to be like done. They're going to move to LA. They're going to start doing drugs, and they're probably going to become polygamous. And I've kind of like, it's kind of coming true. I'm just going to say, you know, Micah's out here living the life in Los Angeles. Isaac came out and hung out. Just saying, I think it's coming full circle. Patrick and Thais from 90 Day Fiancé, this most current season, which was season 9, have welcomed a little baby girl. Alicia is her name. Alicia, so cute, weighs a little over 6 pounds. She's a doll. Congrats to Patrick and Thais. So happy for them. Loving it. And I feel like they're, you know, they look so happy. Everybody on the 90 Day franchise, apparently, once they got their 90 Day checks, all bought Teslas. So I don't know if you saw that this week, but Guillermo and Kara bought their own Tesla. Okay. Bring it with that money. Bring it with that TLC money. They all put in baby seats in these damn Teslas and living their best life. Okay. And sure enough, Guillermo and Kara bought a Tesla. Okay. Tis the season to be buying items, right? So Emily from Emily and Kobe, who was fans of Emily and Kobe from 90 Day, loved them. She's been on my podcast. Her dad is coming out with a condom line. I'm floored. Dave, her dad from Emily and Kobe, 90 Day, has condoms out. And it's a picture of Emily's dad on it. And it says, you better not get pregnant, Emily's dad. And Emily sent them to me, and Dave signed the condoms. Now, I'm currently trying to get pregnant, so I'm not using any condoms, okay? I just went for a sonogram this morning, and I got a full rundown of my follicles. Okay, y'all, good news is my follicles look great. The other news was they're only they've only grown like 1 centimeter. You got to wait for your follicles to get to 2 centimeters, and that's when the egg drops. And then you got to get doing it. Okay. So there, I mean, Emily and Kobe obviously know how to do it. I mean, they've got 2 kids, right? I'm trying to figure out when I'm ovulating. Seems a little bit later than when I anticipated, which is why I haven't been able to get preggers, but it's happening. So Emily, if you follow Emily and Kobe, they're dropping the website where you can buy these stocking stuffers. Get yourself some Dave condoms. What a genius idea. Hopefully he'll sign them for you too. I love them. Save sex. Oh, and then other news. Does everybody follow Dumois here? I love Dumois. I was on Dumois' podcast. Do you? She sent me condoms too. Everybody's sending me condoms. Y'all, What is this? Okay. I do not need condoms. I need pregnancy gel. Thank you, Dumois. Do send me Anon, please, on her condoms. Get a Dumois condom. Also, by the way, pick up Dew's book. Anon, please. Her new novel out. Congrats to Dumois. She's got a new book out. I get sent all these really great gifts all the time. And all these products to use and try. One of the great things about having a podcast. Oh, Dew wrote me a little note. Here, Sarah, hope you enjoy my first book, Anon, please. Pairs well with a vodka pineapple cocktail. It's very juicy, Dew. Dew! Oh my God, I love you, Dew. I love her podcast, by the way. If you haven't checked out her podcast, Dew Moi and Dew You, put it on your rotation. It's just so good. All right, what other news? Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm like melting here. You know, I have no voice. I have dust in my eye. I've got condoms scattered throughout. I'm back. People are saying, Lisa is saying that when you work for TLC on TLC shows, you don't make that much money per episode. How do they afford the cars? They get on. That's true, Lisa. It's true about the money. Cameo appearances. They get cameo appearances. They get endorsements. They get, you know, everything helps in so many ways of your life. And, you know, Miona and Jabri apparently are like raking in the cash from her beauty line. I believe it. I think TV is such a huge platform. Erin says, hilarious. Let them get the money. That's what she's saying to Emily and Kobe and her dad. How much do they make an episode? The lowest that they make, I've heard, eight. Okay. The main people make $3,000 an episode or more. Now, again, some of these people that have been on, like Sister Wives, I'm sure Sister, like at this point, season 17, like, dude, if they don't have an agent at this point, like, they got to be making great money. But like the Plaths, I bet they make like $3,000 each an episode. And I've heard like some secondary people make about $850 an episode. You know, do I know for sure? No, I'm not looking at the books, but I think that's probably about accurate. What's the latest on Kim Plath? That's a great question. Very quiet in the Kim Plath world. I haven't heard anything. I thought she had a court date coming up. Very, very sad. Her neighbor was on my TikTok basically saying, Kim Plath, it's really sad. She is my next door neighbor. And it's crazy to see this unfold. I'm like, yeah, I know. Okay, it's really sad. So you're her neighbor. Like, go next door. Like, is she okay? Like, we need tea. Like, yeah, we wish her well. And we need the tea. You know, basically. I haven't heard anything. Like I haven't heard nothing new. Everybody's been very quiet. In fact, I give the Plaths credit because even the kids, no one's put out, you know, usually when things like that happen in a family unit, the kids like put out things like, you know, we'll get through this time or, but they've literally remained so quiet. No, I follow everybody on social media, not a peep from anybody. So it's very interesting. You know, it sounded like from the show that they were very tight-knit, you know, moving forward. The last person from the Plath group that I had on was Max Kahlschmidt, who was the ex-boyfriend of Mariah. And remember, he cheated on her and he admitted that. He came on my show and he admitted it. And then we saw that unfold on season four. And I don't think they were too thrilled that I had him on because I think that was very devastating for Mariah. But, and it's hard. I try to be diplomatic, but you know, like I have a show. I'm interested in everybody that's on the show as a fan, as a viewer, as a producer. So it's like, it's hard to pick favorites, but he came on. I mean, he had really good things to say about Kim and Barry, and did not indicate, now again, this interview was probably like 5 months ago, did not interview that they were, or did not indicate that they had any issues, but obviously they're separated for now. So we'll see what happens. Okay. I know I had teased to you guys that there was a 90 Day Fiancé star who was gay. Well, sorry, was saying he's not gay. Tim Malcolm. Okay, we all know Tim Malcolm, season three. Tim actually came out and did a video this past week and said, I'm not gay. I've never wanted to be a woman. I've never lived as a woman, because the rumors were so crazy around Tim that, because remember, he did on 90 Day Fiancé this past season, season nine, they had him do like kind of a end of the season thing with another guy from 90 Day. Tim wore these like boots, these knee-high boots that kind of look like rider's boots, like if you were an equestrian. Anyway, that got the internet talking that he must be gay, that he wants to live as a woman. So he put out a statement. He says it's absolutely not true. He's never been with a guy, doesn't have thoughts about a guy. Obviously, you know, doesn't care if other people do, but he's just not gay. And now he's showing his girlfriend, Linda Ramirez, on Instagram. So amid the rumors surrounding that Tim Malcolm was gay, North Carolina Tim appeared on 90 Day Fiancé season three, in which he dated his now ex Jennifer. We all know her. Tim's relationship was in big trouble over his refusal to get intimate with Jennifer, and of course, by the ever looming presence of Veronica Rodriguez, with whom he was engaged for 8 years without ever getting married. Veronica is now in 90 Day Single Life season three, looking for love and falling hard, especially when it comes to a man named Justin. Tim reposted on Instagram reel from Linda's social media page on his Instagram story. He then added some text over it, which read, I don't say it enough, but I'm thankful to have at Linda Ramirez in my life. According to Tim, his girlfriend Linda not only gets him, but also has helped him laugh for over 3 years, which he feels is the only thing that heals one's soul. She's very attractive. So he's got a girlfriend, Linda Ramirez, apparently, and he says he's not gay. So there you go. If you had any questions... Leah says, I busted your YouTube and couldn't find the interview with Kimberly. It's not out yet. So I don't put any of my interview, the video portions of my interviews, I usually release like a week after the audio. So right now, if you want to hear Kim from 90 Day Fiancé, of course, you know, Kim is currently on Happily Ever After with Usman. Kim and Usman, if you want to hear it, you have to go to my podcast, which is The Sarah Fraser Show. Kim's interview will be up probably this week, sometime around Thanksgiving. Little Thanksgiving joy. Give a little gift to you guys. So Kim's will go up. But if you want to hear Kim Menzies, she's great. I like Kim. I thought she was very good. Actually, I kind of kicked myself over that interview because I wanted to hear more about Kim and Usman's sex life. I love hearing about people's sex life. I'm sorry. Whatever. I do. I mean, don't you? It's like, what else are we doing? Yeah, of course we can go, hi, how are you? But like, no, I need to hear. Like, is Usman well hung? Like, I mean, it's not really what we care about. Like, how big's the eggplant? That's what I want to know. I didn't even ask her that. She just come back on my show. I'm so depressed. I need to know about like Usman in the bedroom. He's hot. I think Usman's hot. Okay. But she reveals a lot on it. Basically why she's sticking to being the first wife. First wife, Kim says she has to be. She's putting her foot down. She says that Usman's given her thousands of dollars in money, not the other way around. Usman's coming out with a new parody scammer film. And she talks about her son, Jamal. So is Jamal single? How can you get a date with Jamal? She gives the whole rundown. Okay, guys, you're already following me, those that are watching me on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show. If you're not, follow along there. I have this love for TLC shows. I talk about TLC and my own personal crazy life on my TikTok almost every single day at The Sarah Fraser Show. All right. Bye, everybody. Bye.